Though many believe the hard part of becoming a monk is letting go of fun stuff like sex, TV, and partying, there is often a bigger hurdle to overcome. For the author, this was breaking the career choice he chose for his parents. The author, whose parents believed he had three career choices, doctor, lawyer, or failure, it concerned them that he turned down finance jobs to become a monk. His mother worried about what it meant and whether his well-being was in jeopardy. Others, who held the same definition of success, felt he had been brainwashed and wasted his education or failed at life. This often happens when trying to live your most authentic life. Some relationships will be jeopardized, but losing them is worth risking to find who you really are authentically. For the author, family and friends' voices were not the guidelines he followed, instead relying on personal experience. This example is typical, as we all face external pressures, and there is nothing wrong with this. It is how cultural norms come into existence. However, simply adopting these norms without reflection leaves us unhappy and hollow. For the author, joining the ashram may have turned up the volume on concerns and opinions around him, but also taught him to filter out the noise. Though he did not shut out those he loved, he did not let their definition of success dictate his choices. It was a tough choice, but the right one. We must remember that a meaningful life is not based on society's definition of happiness, but to look deep within. This is the first step in building a monk mind. This starts by clearing away distractions. We must look at and identify the external forces that distract and shape us. Then, we look at the current values that shape our lives and reflect on whether they line up with what we want to be and how we choose to live. For the author, this understanding was found in a dusty room full of books and a dust-covered mirror. A monk took him to the mirror to ask what he saw. The reflection could not be seen through the dust, and the author told him that. Then the monk wiped the dust, sending a cloud into the face of the author. The monk explained that we could not see our true selves until the dust is gone, even if it may be unpleasant at first. Most monastic traditions have a focus on distraction removal, so the focus remains on what matters most. Finding meaning requires mastering mental and physical desires. When we live in a way that we are buried in non-essentials, we lose track of the truly significant things. This is clearing the dust. Guiding values are principles that are the most important to us and that we allow to guide us. Values tend to be single-word concepts like freedom or compassion, and while they sound idealistic, they are practical. These values serve as an ethical GPS to navigate through life and develop habits that are best for yourself. Without values, we end up distracted and lost. Values exist even if we rarely think about them consciously. Everyone is born into a certain set of circumstances, and our experiences then define our values. Even when we rebel as teenagers, we tend to please and imitate authority figures eventually. Our educations are powerful influencers. Our values are influenced by whatever we allow being absorbed by our minds. Though we are not our minds, the mind is the vehicle through which we determine what is important to our hearts. Our minds are fed by what we watch, hear, and listen to, or even follow. This is why the evaluation of this type of stuff is so important. The outside influences were replaced with a simple diet, very limited outside influence, and the removal of mirrors in the ashram for the author. With the distractions gone, there was a stillness that allowed him to focus on hearing himself. Since not everyone will want to move to an ashram and shave their head, this is still possible in the modern world. Take time to sit alone, in silence, with your thoughts. We need time to reflect, even though it can be difficult at first. Start by taking time each day to reflect on the day and how it went and how you feel. Once a month, try going somewhere you have never been to explore alone, somewhere quiet or in nature.